Welcome to this audio presentation of Choose My PCC, candidates for the Devon and Cornwall Police Force area. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner. Find out who your local candidates are and how to vote. The contents. The contents have been track indexed for ease of navigation. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. Track 3, Brian Blake, Liberal Democrats. Track 4, Gareth Derrick, Labour Party. Track 5, Alison Hernandez, the Conservative Party candidate. Track 6, Stuart Jackson, the Green Party. Track 7, statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Devon and Cornwall. Track 2. About Police and Crime Commissioners. On the 6th of May, you will be able to vote for your Police and Crime Commissioner, PCC. The role of the PCC is to be the voice of the people and hold the police to account. Elections will be taking place in England and Wales, in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. There will be elections at the same time for mayors who exercise PCC functions. PCCs are responsible for the totality of policing in their force area and aim to cut crime and deliver an effective and efficient police service. 39 PCCs will be elected across England and Wales, of which 4 are also responsible for overseeing the Fire and Rescue Authority for their area and are called Police, Fire and Crime Commissioners, PFCC. These PFCCs are found in Essex, Staffordshire, North Yorkshire and Northamptonshire. There will also be 3 mayors with PCC functions elected in London, Greater Manchester and West Yorkshire. PCCs are elected by you and aim to cut crime and hold the force to account on behalf of the public. PCCs bring a public voice to policing and they do this by engaging with the public and victims of crime to help set the policing priorities for the area and consulting on their police and crime plans, ensuring the police force budget is spent where it matters most, and appointing the chief constable, holding them to account for delivery of their objectives and, if necessary, dismissing them. Work with others. PCCs, PFCCs, and mayors who exercise PCC functions also work with your council and other organisations to promote and enable joined-up working on community safety and criminal justice. The PCC, PFCC or mayor who exercises PCC functions does not run the police force or fire service. Chief constables and chief fire officers are operationally independent and they are responsible for the day-to-day operations of the police, but they are accountable to the public via the Police and Crime Commissioner. PCCs, PFCCs and mayors who exercise PCC functions are single, directly elected individuals, ensuring the public are protected, providing greater opportunities for collaboration and more effective scrutiny of public services. They ensure that there is an effective policing contribution to national partnership arrangements to protect the public from other national and cross-boundary threats. Represent the entire community. PCCs, PFCCs and combined authority mayors who exercise PCC functions are required to swear an oath of impartiality when they are elected to office. The oath is designed so that they can publicly set out their commitment to serve all of the people in their police force area, act with integrity and diligence, give a voice to the public, act with transparency so that they may be effectively held to account, and not interfere with the operational independence of police officers. Find your candidate. This booklet contains information on the candidates standing for election in the Devon and Cornwall Police Force area. You can also order a copy of this booklet in the following formats: large print, braille and audio. To place your order, visit www.choosemypcc.org.uk or call 0808 196 2170. About your vote. You need to be registered to be able to vote. If you are not registered, visit www.gov.uk/register-to-vote or contact your local council. If you are registered and eligible to vote, you can either vote in person at a polling station, by post, or by proxy, allowing someone you trust to vote on your behalf. In this election, you can vote for a first and second preference of who you want to win. For more information about your vote and other elections taking place on the 6th of May, visit electoralcommission.org.uk/i-am-a/voter. Track 3. Brian Blake, Liberal Democrats. Election Statement. I'm Brian Blake. As a former police officer in the Devon and Cornwall Police, I think I'm ideally suited to be the region's next PCC. During a career of more than 30 years, I worked in 9 stations across the 2 counties, starting in uniform before moving on to CID, Special Branch, and the regional and national crime squads. I retired with the rank of Detective Chief Inspector and then worked with the MOD and NATO, mainly in Europe, in security-related roles. My expertise was such that I was invited to address the Chief Constable's Conference on International Crime Issues. I spoke on the same subject at Interpol conferences in Lyon and Madrid. I bring this experience of national and international policing to my candidacy for Devon and Cornwall's next PCC. The PCC is required to work with the Chief Constable to produce an annual police and crime plan. If elected, my plan will be underpinned by Sir Robert Peel's definition of policing, the prevention and detection of crime. The issues may have evolved, but policing still has the same fundamental objectives. I've seen at first hand the damage that crime does to individuals, families and communities, and I shall argue strongly in favour of visible police patrols, improved detection rates, fighting hate crime, rigorous pursuit of drug dealers and rehab programmes for addicts, fairer funding for the police. I will also work closely with victim support services and charities, including rape crisis centres, domestic violence support organisations and military veterans organisations. As your successful candidate, I will have to swear an oath of impartiality. As a former copper, I take such oaths very seriously. Prepared by election agent Mark Lawrence, 11 Poundwell Street, Modbury, PL210QJ. Contact details, www.brian-blake.com. Email, brianblakefigure4pcc@gmail.com. Track 4. Gareth Derrick, Labour Party. Election Statement. Our police have been exemplary over the past year, striking the balance between education and enforcement of COVID regulations across Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly. But public perception of the value and the role of Police and Crime Commissioner is low. My aim is to build trust and confidence in this important democratically elected position by making the police answerable to the communities they serve. I will work alongside the Chief Constable representing your policing and crime prevention needs in a plan that sets the priorities for action, and I'll hold the police to account for their performance on your behalf. Every decision I take will be based on my personal integrity and leadership experience gained during 36 years of public service with the Royal Navy. I won't be drawn into party politics, but I will get to grips with the challenges that are holding back improvements to policing and crime prevention and the demonstration of value for money. Beyond the G7 conference, my priorities are to ensure that additional uniformed police officers will provide a much greater visible presence in your neighbourhood, serving you to cut crime and arrest offenders, to end the tragedy of rising violence, nearly doubling in 4 years, much of it is against women and girls, it has to be stopped, to tackle the crimes in your community. I'll reprioritise the crimes that affect you every day, like theft, drug dealing and antisocial behaviour. More investment in crime prevention to create a safer place for your families and your businesses too. Better policing for every pound. Taxpayers deserve honesty and value for money. I'm ready to serve again. Today I'm fighting to keep people safe and cut crime. Statement prepared by Chris Cudahy on behalf of Gareth Derrick, Lockyer Hall, Alfred Street, Plymouth, PL1 2RP. Contact details www.garethderrick.org. Track 5. Alison Hernandez, the Conservative Party candidate. Election statement. A track record of delivery. A promise of more. Alison has been the Commissioner representing the people of Devon, Cornwall and the Isles of Scilly since May 2016. Since she set her first budget, we have had the largest investment of 498 police officers, with 317 already recruited. We have become the second lowest crime rate area in the country. We have sustained this for a few years, but Alison wants us to be number one, and can only do it with your help and by voting for her on the 6th of May. Alison understands your frustrations around antisocial behaviour, drug dealing and road safety. She wants to help you better access policing, cut crime further and create greater visible policing to keep us all safer. Alison promises to reopen police front offices. Newquay Police Station has already opened and Tiverton is next. Let Alison know which station you'd like to see reopened by completing her survey on her website. Police officers on foot patrol. With 498 extra police officers funded, Alison is working with the Chief Constable to ensure we see this investment in our communities. Improve road safety. Alison already has a plan to secure greater external investment in road safety and better support communities suffering from dangerous drivers. Tackle dog theft. Working with our MPs to secure harsher penalties for thieves and improve the recording of this devastating crime. Cut crime in our hotspots. Secured extra resources from the government for Plymouth, next Exeter, to create safer streets through improved CCTV, street lighting and security for people's homes. Continue supporting our rural communities. Under Alison's watch, the force now has a rural crime team helping crimes get reported and investigated. Promoted by Lucille Baker on behalf of Alison Hernandez, both of 27A Gandy Street, Exeter, EX4 3LS. Contact details, website alisonhernandez.co.uk, email alison@alisonhernandez.co.uk, Facebook alisonfigure4dcpcc, Twitter @alisonhernandez, telephone 01392 459 808. Track 6. Stuart Jackson, the Green Party. Election statement. I'm passionate about improving the accountability, inclusivity and environmental impact of Devon and Cornwall Police, DNCP. If elected, I'd want our Chief Constable to work on the following. Accountability. Organise monthly listening forums for local people, 3 in each city, Truro, Plymouth and Exeter. 1. For all women to attend. 2. For anyone identifying as non-binary or LGBTIQA+. 3. For people who experience racism, including refugees. People in these three groups are overrepresented amongst victims of certain crimes. Listening forums would allow people to raise concerns and/or questions with a senior police officer. Conversations would be facilitated using the NHS model of Schwartz rounds, enabling police to better understand issues affecting us, the people that they serve. Inclusivity. Publish annual data about recruitment into officer and civilian posts for the three groups mentioned earlier. Explain retention, promotion, and recruitment data for underrepresented groups. Adopt best recruitment and retention strategies of other forces. As PCC, I'd examine cases of proven harassment of officers or staff where protected characteristics were a contributory factor. Environmental impact. Monitor how police estates are managed with wildlife in mind. Invest in solar and wind investment on police buildings. Insulate existing buildings efficiently. Halt further closures of smaller police stations and examine feasibility of reopening closed stations. Investigate feasibility of a mentored allotment scheme for people at risk of reoffending using police land at Middlemore to help them learn how to grow their own food. Publish an annual report on the maintenance, purchasing choices and use of police vehicles. Monitor the strategy of reducing unnecessary journeys, including increasing video conferencing. I've previously worked as training officer for DNCP. This provided insights into the many strengths and some weaknesses of the force. The statement was prepared by TJ Milburn, election agent, 4 Fountain House, Western Way, Exeter, EX1 2DE. Contact details: stuart.jackson@greenparty.org.uk, www.facebook.com/greenerpolicingdevoncornwall. Track 7. Statement by the Police Area Returning Officer for Devon and Cornwall. This booklet contains more information about those candidates where provided and other information useful to voters. The information provided by a candidate is their responsibility and may not reflect the opinions of myself or my council. As Police Area Returning Officer, I am responsible for coordinating the election and announcing the result in Devon and Cornwall. Police and Crime Commissioner elections will be held in Devon and Cornwall on the 6th of May 2021. The candidates standing in that election, alphabetically by surname, as they will appear on the ballot paper, are Blake Bryan, Liberal Democrats; Derek Gareth, Labour Party; Hernandez Ellison, the Conservative Party candidate; Jackson Stewart, the Green Party. I can be contacted at John Street, Civic Centre, Paris Street, Exeter, EX1 1JN. Email: john.street@exeter.gov.uk. Phone number: 01392 265 106. Website: https://exeter.gov.uk/council-and-democracy/elections-and-voting/2021-police-and-crime-commissioner-election/. The print version of this booklet is printed on 100% recycled paper. When you have finished with it, please recycle it. This is published by the Minister for the Cabinet Office, 70 Whitehall, London, SW1A 2AS. That is the end of this audio presentation of the booklet, Choose My PCC.